In this podcast, I like to talk about why I've structured the book the way I have and why I've included the different elements here. There will be a short podcast about each chapter when you get to that chapter, but I want to look at the overall picture here. In chapter one, I try to set out the context for the book and particularly my particular focus, which I know is very personal. But I really want to deal with the issue of mass higher education, of very large numbers of students and very diverse students, and the challenges that raises for teaching in colleges and universities. And another particular focus of the book is on the skills that students will need when they leave college and university, and how we can help students develop those skills without changing the integrity of the academic discipline in which we're working. And I argue, of course, that in order for us to meet those goals, then we need to look at teaching in somewhat different ways to the way we've been teaching traditionally in universities and colleges. Chapters 2 to 4 are really about the nature of knowledge and methods of teaching, and I wouldn't make any claim that these are original in any way. You can find a lot talked about these topics in other publications, but it's necessary to cover these areas for what comes later. And you will find more details about these teaching methods, which are dealt with very briefly. I have provided other sources for you if you want to follow up on any particular teaching method. Chapters 5 to 10 are what I think you'll find are the most original parts of the book, which really deal with how to choose and use technology. And I try to deal with this at two levels. One is a micro level about how within a particular course or a particular module of teaching, you can choose the appropriate technologies and how to use them. But also at a macro level of what kind of delivery method do you want to use, or what mix of delivery methods would be most appropriate given the kind of context in which you're working. Chapter 11 and Appendix 1, they're more about implementation. They're what I would call integrating chapters, where I try to pull together things from the rest of the book. And I do it in two different ways. One is a kind of step-by-step way, and the second is perhaps a more interesting way of looking at learning as an ecosystem and what are the main components that you as a teacher need to think about in creating an effective learning ecosystem. And I could have done Appendix 1 as a separate chapter, but to be honest, it duplicates many of the things that are scattered about throughout the rest of the book. So I thought it'd be more useful as a single standalone appendix rather than as a separate chapter. And lastly, Chapter 12 deals with institutional issues. Now, that's not the main focus of this book. In fact, I have another book that I co-authored with Albert Sangra on managing technology for teaching. But this is still a critical... If this issue isn't dealt with properly by institutions, and if they don't provide the right kind of support, then whatever you try to do as a teacher is going to be less effective. And lastly, I'd like to make a comment about the length of the book. My preference would have been for a shorter book, and if it was going to be a printed commercial publication, it probably would have to be shorter. But the intention here is really to provide a resource that you can dip into at different times, whenever you want. But I would say that if you want to become an expert in using technology for teaching and integrating technology and making decisions about what delivery methods are appropriate, you really need to cover the whole of the book to get to that level of expertise. So I hope you find it interesting. I hope you find that I'm not dealing too much with things you already know about, and that there is enough here to stimulate you into thinking about how to teach differently. Thank you very much.